Well, we can go to the slide. Let me see. So we'll go to this next one. So you can see, and I think it's just this year, 2021, that the IRS added a question. And the question, and this question comes before. This is what's really shocking to me, is that the IRS is asking this before they ask you your income, before they ask you your dependents, before they ask you if you have a business. The most important thing they want to know besides your name and your Social Security number is, at any time during 2021, did you receive, sell, exchange, or otherwise dispose of any financial interest in any virtual currency? That's what it says at the arrow there, if you can't read it. So very, very, very new. And I've had clients debtors in 341 meetings disclose, yeah, I have crypto, at least in the first many, many cases, debtors' counsel had to go back and amend that because, you know, they're just like, oh, I didn't ask that question. But the case that kind of, for me, led to this panel is that the debtor answered no, but the debtor had a shit ton of cryptocurrency. So, how do you get there? And so going to the next slide, this is actually that debtor's bank statement. I'll tell you the story of how it comes out and all that. But so the debtor had a DBA trucking business and disclosed, you know, a bunch of income on Schedule I, a bunch of income on Schedule J. And I'm like, well, okay, I probably need to see bank statements here. And then, you know, they provided the bank statements, and I'm looking through the bank statements, and I occasionally see these $1,000 disbursements or withdrawals to something called Coinbase. And this is a 2021 case. We're not talking about very long ago. And I'm like, what the hell is Coinbase? And, you know, y'all are like, yeah, we all know what Coinbase is now. But this is like a freaking year ago, and I didn't actually know. So he said, you know, I had continued the 341, and the debtor said, that's my Bitcoin. And I'm like, okay, can you provide me a statement from this Coinbase thing that I don't know what it is? And so he provided me, it was a worse copy. This is the one I actually got from Coinbase itself later on in the case. But I don't know if you can see it, but, you know, obviously it gives you like the long string of the amount that was bought and basically this is how much Bitcoin was bought, this is how much Bitcoin was sold. And, you know, if you look at the case law that we cite in our paper, the court, you know, talking about another case, was like, this doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't tell you, you know, where you started. It doesn't tell you where you ended, how much you made. There's just a lot of stuff that isn't on here. And so Coinbase is amazing. There are a lot of crypto exchanges out there. And again, this is defined in the paper, any of the vocabulary that you need. And Coinbase has this beautiful, if you go to their website, I should have done a slide of it too, bankruptcy trustee guide. Coinbase has a team set up to provide support to trustees appointed in cases pending in the United States bankruptcy court and abroad. Our team strives to be a resource for trustees, so please always feel free to ask questions or let us know how we can support your needs. And this was done, you know, before my 2021 case. And so I was able to find it, you know, look at it, and kind of follow the instructions. They want a subpoena, you know, they want it sent to their registered agent. And then once you do that, they're willing to communicate with you directly and, just start answering questions and talk about what's going on. And really, there's a guy over there, Michael Cianfrani, I don't remember. I've heard him speak several times now, but I should have noted the pronunciation of his name. Anyway, he's over there, super nice guy. You know, we'll talk to you when you call him as a trustee. And just kind of walked me through it, sent me this transaction report a little bit cleaner. And, you know, we're going through the process, and I'm like, okay, so can you send me the Bitcoin? You know, he's like, okay, you need to open up an account. I'm like, okay, I'll open up an account. This is great. This is so exciting as trustee. He's like, I'll help you do that. I'm like, okay, now transfer the Bitcoin over to my trustee account. And he's like, sorry, can't do that because this debtor removed all of the Bitcoin from the Coinbase account like a little while ago. It may have been pre-filing. I don't remember, but it was right around there, let's just say. And so that's why I have at the bottom there sent to mobile wallet. And I don't know if I had to redact that long number or not. That's probably just the public number on the blockchain, so it probably doesn't matter. But I should go back to yesterday and ask the redaction panel if I needed to do this or not. But they probably don't know yet either because they haven't had a Bitcoin case. The debtor had transferred it to a cold storage wallet, which is...